Welcome back to the Florida Roundup on WLRN. I'm Tom Hudson. Thanks again for listening this week. Now, the politics of Zika.
Zika is not a partisan issue. It is not a political issue. Zika doesn't just bite Republicans or Democrats or independents. It bites everyone.
Republican Senator Marco Rubio this week, among those calling on the federal government to do more for Zika funding. He wants the Obama administration to release $374 million earmarked for Zika prevention. The administration says it will by the end of September. That's the end of the fiscal year for the federal government. Senator Bill Nelson, meantime, has joined his fellow Democrats in asking for the U.S. Senate to be brought back into session to approve new spending on Zika. That spending bill has been held up by the Senate Majority Leader, Republican Mitch McConnell from Kentucky.
Wait until a mosquito bites one of the people who has traveled to Kentucky, and then he gets a transmitted case in Kentucky, then we'll get action.
It's been 6 months now since the Obama administration first requested almost $2 billion in emergency funds. In June, the House eventually okayed spending $1.1 billion, but along party lines and without support from South Florida Democrats, including the congresswoman who represents the Zika district in Miami, Frederica Wilson. The representative joins me and my colleague, Sammy Mack, here at WLRN. Representative, welcome to the Florida Roundup. Nice to see you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Why did you vote against that House funding bill for Zika back in June?
Well, because it was not a clean bill, and that's what we asked for. And the Republicans decided that they would weigh the bill down with all kinds of riders that were against our values.
Such as
defunding Planned Parenthood, which has absolutely nothing to do with Zika. So we couldn't pass that bill. We were demanding a clean bill.
So you voted against it, but the bill still passed and now sits with the Senate, where your Senate Democrats are asking for a special session.
Well, they're asking for a special session, which is kind of not going to happen, because this is recess time in Congress, and we have what we call CODELs. That's foreign travel for our congresspeople. Mm-hmm. And I can believe maybe 75% of them are out of the country.
So you see no chance of a special session?
Not a special session.
No.
I see chances of when we return in September of having more impetus now because of what has happened in District 24. Of bringing forth a bill.
And that's another month of the potential, Sammy, of these Zika mosquitoes not only to come again to the Congresswoman's district, but to spread.
Yeah, and so I'm wondering, we've heard folks from the sort of high ends of federal public health worrying that we're going to run out of money. What is the backup plan if that happens?
Well, the governor indicated yesterday when I was with him that he's not going to run out of money, that he has enough. We also have the Congressional Research Services that have researched this and found out that not only does the governor have money, but the county has money in their granting process. There is a section in the grant process that our county commissioners can spend money for emergencies like this until we return to Congress and are able to take up money. What we
and
need.
And the municipals would be reimbursed the money they're
yes.
spending then? Is that the issue?
Yes.
Okay.
What we need is for the governor to ask the president for FEMA money.
For Federal Emergency Management
yes.
Agency money.
Yes, and he has not
to
done
declare
that.
A state of emergency.
He declared a state of concern.
Which is not an official designation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But if he were to declare a state of emergency and ask for FEMA funding, I would support him and I would write a letter to the president. I've been speaking with the White House. I've been speaking with the governor's office. I've been speaking with everyone that's involved with this whole issue. And that is the answer for.
The governor asked for a state of emergency after the Pulse nightclub shooting and did not receive one. What are the merits of a federal emergency declaration for Zika for 1 square mile in your district with fewer than 24 confirmed cases so far?
Well, I don't think you need to look at it like that. I think that these people aren't confined to 1 square mile. They come out. They have to leave. They come in. They come out. And just imagine if someone is bit by a mosquito. Zika is not a disease that's terminal. And Zika sometimes shows no symptoms.
In four out of five people, there's no symptoms, right? Yeah.
And so you don't even know you have Zika. So if you're bitten, and then you go home and you might live in Coral Gables, you might live in a homestead and you take your family to Disney World, and then a mosquito bites you. And then so then that mosquito now can transmit Zika to someone else at Disney World. So this is, once you start, it just so happens that the epicenter of this outbreak happens to be in my district, which is phenomenal to me. I never dreamed, but I should have known, because it was like the little United Nations, you know? And so that's why I'm so concerned about educating the public. It is preventable.
And let me ask you about some of the funding, some of the dollars to educate the public. Governor Rick Scott, who you were with on Thursday, touring Wynwood in your district, District 24, the 24th Congressional District of Florida, the governor has okayed spending $26 million of state money this week, while he says that the federal government has offered just a fraction of that so far.
The president has offered us $5.6 million. Which is a good start, but it's disappointing. The federal government has not been a good partner. This is not a Florida issue. This is a national issue.
So the governor says the federal government has not been a good partner. As a representative of the federal government, the delegation here in South Florida, are you satisfied with the response of the federal government thus far that you've seen in your district?
I think I said what the federal government is looking for. I would ask.
But are you satisfied with the response?
I would ask the president for FEMA money, but I cannot supersede the governor. So if the governor asked the president for FEMA money, then I too would support his request.
But are you satisfied with what you've seen from the federal government, from the Centers for Disease Control?
I'm not sure what I've seen from the federal government. I just know that there are packages that have come down. I'm sure that when you're dealing with government, in my experience, there are all kinds of pockets of funding in different agencies. The CDC, the state,
the National
the city,
Institute for Health.
The National Institute for Health.
Sure, Department it's of a Health. Lot of, yeah.
So there is money. There is funding. I'm not beginning to worry too much. Now, if I go back and still Congress is in gridlock, and they do not understand, Republicans don't get the message that we have a dire emergency in Florida, and then I will begin to worry. Right now, the governor assured us at the press conference, he publicly said, we have enough money to cover this crisis. We think we can do this.
Sammy, you were at that press conference with the governor.
Did you hear the governor say that, Sammy?
Local
did
officials.
Did he say that?
He did.
He did say
it.
So, I mean, he is the governor.
And he also
made some other moves that were questioned about mosquitoes. See, when you live in Florida, there are two things you can be assured of. It's mosquitoes and hurricanes. Those are what we have to carry on our backs.
One we've been missing for a decade. The other one has come back in a real way in the last week.
And when it comes to how the money is being spent by the state and what the state is doing with its investigations and prevention, do you feel like you are getting the communication that you need for your district? Are they being transparent enough for you?
I think so. I've been on the phone. My staff has been on the phone. They've been extremely transparent and extremely helpful in helping me navigate throughout my district. I'm concerned about Overtown. Overtown is the neighboring district, which has a lot of transient people and a lot of homeless people who don't have cable news, who don't listen to the radio, to WLRN. So they don't know. So yesterday, I made a flyer, from my own personal flyer from my office, and went about walking throughout the neighborhood and leaving flyers for churches and leaving flyers in businesses.
We've heard some comments from other communities that other flyers are not in the native language. It's a very diverse community that you represent, as you know, with many different primary languages spoken. Do you have those materials in multiple languages to hand out?
We didn't have them yesterday, but we have an office that's like the little United Nations. So most of our clients are African-American, Hispanic, and Creole. So when we do things like that, we always do it in three languages. But yesterday, my main target was Overtown mm-hmm. and the homeless. You have to remember now, this is something that almost happened overnight.
Right.
In the epicenter of my district. So I had to react. I had to act. I couldn't wait.
And you're reacting in your district. Meantime, Congress is out on summer break. It comes back in September. What's the message that you're going to be delivering, particularly to to Senate Republicans, where the Zika funding bill sits right now, the bill that you voted against because of other reasons, but the bill that is the bill right now that provides the dollars that could come into your community?
Very strong language.
Such as?
That this is an emergency. And I know this is a new phenomenon. People never heard of Zika. People now, even in Miami, you walk along the street, have you heard of Zika? I asked one man yesterday, he says, that mosquito thing? I said, yes. So that's all they know. Some people have never heard of it. So Congress are people. They have to be educated also. They have not been educated. I will use the floor of the House to educate the public, to educate the Senate, to educate the House about what is happening, what could happen. And this is like a moving target. Zika relies on scientific information, and we have to continue to study Zika because Zika is transmitted in different ways. We have to make sure that women who have childbearing age make sure that their partners use a condom. We're almost back to the beginning of the HIV designation. So Zika is new. It's a phenomenon new in the United States. It is a phenomenon that we have to address. And we're also concerned about what will happen when our athletes come back from the Olympics.
Sure, but
what will happen? Congress needs to be concerned about it because this is not going to just stay in District 24. I am just the first. I will not be the last.
That's Representative Frederica Wilson, Florida Democrat, representing the Florida 24th Congressional District with us here on the Florida Roundup. Thank you, Congresswoman.
Thank you.
Finally on the Roundup today, mosquitoes are a fact of life. There are at least 80 species of the bug that live here. It's more than any other state. From the salt marshes on the Gulf Coast to the islands of the Keys, the mosquito, that tiny little buzzing bug, has an arsenal of money and manpower directed against it each year across the Sunshine State. In the early 19th century, as Florida began to be mapped, an area from what today is Fort Lauderdale North was labeled simply Mosquito. When Henry Flagler's railroad began opening up modern South Florida at the beginning of the 20th century, it was the mosquito that was as much of a challenge as the watery landscape itself. These tiny, six-legged creatures have been a scourge on South Florida for centuries, chasing us away from countless outdoor barbecues, beaches, and just harassing us in general. At best, these bugs are annoyances, buzzing around us as we swing and swat at them. At worst, as this community has had to acknowledge again, they can be loaded weapons carrying with them potentially dangerous diseases. The mosquito, it's a reminder of how this place remains rooted in what came before us, the biting, biting mosquitoes. That'll do it for the Florida Roundup and our look at the Zika virus. Let us know what's happening in your world. Join our Facebook group. What are you talking about? It's facebook.com/group/TheFloridaRoundup. The program is produced by Bridget O'Brien and Alicia Zuckerman. Our news director is Terrence Shepard. WLRN's program director is Peter J. Maris. Our technical supervisor today is Jason Zabka. Thanks, Jay. I'm Tom Hudson. Thanks to all the callers. We appreciate you listening. Have a great and safe weekend.
se murió el mosquito.